Welcome back to Last Motel. I'm Eric Hodge. The band Birds and Arrows has come a long way from the husband and wife duo of Andrea and Peter Connolly. They got started in 2007 with a couple of well-received EPs before adding a third permanent member, Josh Starmer, on cello in 2009. Now on their third album, they've expanded their musical palette with DB Chris Stamey on board to produce a mix and musical guests ranging from Ben Folds Five bassist Robert Sledge to Mount Moriah's James Wallace. Coyotes has wistful remembrances of days gone by, evocative portraits of life in the country, and a sense of romance that seeps in at the edges of every song. The band will play an album release show this Friday at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, and we're kind enough to stop by to play some songs and talk about Coyotes. Andrea, Peter, and Josh, welcome to Last Motel.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
So I first heard about this record when I was interviewing the DBs in the fall for their record, and Chris Stamey was like, listen, I just finished work on this Birds and Arrows record, and it's really good.
Yeah, Chris is pretty awesome for being our new biggest fan, which is a good guy to have on your side, for sure. He's super talented, and he did so much for this record. You know, I recorded this at home in the cabin, and Josh recorded his string parts at his studio, and so needless to say, I mean, I've recorded a lot of our past stuff, but just trial and error.
Well, we recorded just with one mic for
and
everything.
One mic for
even
everything,
for the drum kit, and I would add tom fills and cymbal hits later just because we just worked with the one mic.
Yeah, but we spent like a week on mic placement for that because we wanted more time, and we can't afford time in a studio
time. Yeah,
so we thought, okay, let's just work as long and hard on it as we can ourselves and have Chris sprinkle his magic fairy dust on it and make it sound pro. And
which he did. Yeah.
So you sort of presented him with all these parts, and then he pulled it all together?
He did pull it all together. We kind of did the production at home, you know, where we would say, okay, we hear, you know, a crazy bells on this part, and we hear this. So we'd record all that, and we'd have that for him there in places where we thought it would sound good. And he could choose to use it, or he could choose not to use it, depending. So we kind of ended up producing it together, you know, with the sounds that we had provided with him, for him. And he has a way of taking the lo-fi sounds and making them, he just knows all the tricks that people don't realize they like to hear, but they do like to hear.
Sure. I mean, it sounds beautiful and full and lush. And you know, those are things that sometimes escape indie recordings.
Yes, exactly.
True. You want to give folks a little taste of it?
Yes.
Sure. I guess we'll play the opening track, Firefly.
One.
I can't wait for the day when landlines are back in style and serene. Machines, rewind the tape to see if you call me. Side all day long just to see if you'll call me, maybe you'll call me a firefly in a jar. Saw me the way
That's Firefly from Birds and Arrows and the brand new album Coyotes here on Last Motel at North Carolina Public Radio WUNC. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks a lot, Eric.
That is such a great version. And I love the first time I heard that song, and I was like, when landlines come back in style, and I thought, that's all about me. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Us too.
I know. It just seems so much easier.
Yeah,
it does.
I'm holding on for dear life to that.
Back
landline.
When you're not always available.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that the day? Yeah. I know.
Those were good times.
They were good times.
Except for waiting inside the house for a phone call all day.
Yeah,
except
like
for that
about
part.
That part.
No, I can't leave the building because there's an important call coming in.
Or if your car breaks down.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier that you've sort of expanded on your folk sound, and it really, this record has some pop elements and chamber pop and some folk, some pedal steel, so there's a country feel to a couple of the songs. I know on your website somebody talks about Rush, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
That was us.
Yeah. That was you, wasn't it?
It was us. But we couldn't resist.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the guests that you've had on this record that helped fill it out for you.
Yeah. We were excited to ask some friends to join us because we've always had friends join us on past records. But this time we invited bass in, and we've never had bass just because Josh has usually filled in the low end for us since he came in back on Star Maker, and we were always nervous about adding bass unless it was going to be really awesome, because we didn't think we wanted it to be at the shows, and we didn't want people to feel like they were missing something when they saw us live. And but then Robert, you know, we've been friends with Robert Sudd for years, and he lived down the street from us in our old neighborhood, and you know, we had been talking back and forth about it, and he played on three of the songs. And then Pete's best friend from growing up, Dirk Shoemaker, who's in Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, played on some of the songs, and it just felt right, you know. And we gave them to them, and we didn't tell them anything about what to do. We just said, be yourself, play the way you play.
Be awesome.
And be awesome, exactly. Which, I mean, Robert, on some of those, like Coyotes, for example, I end up singing the bass line more than the melody. Like if I hear it again, I'm like singing along with his bass line. That's how great it is.
Yeah. And then Josh had, he arranged the strings and had, you know, violin and viola and such.
He did a good job.
Yeah, I did a lot of multi-tracking.
Yeah.
Well, tell him about what you played on Firefly, which was pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I spent some time in India a long time ago and brought home a lot of musical instruments, and I figured this was the album to use them on. So, we had a tambora, which is just a drone instrument, plays kind of throughout the verses. And then on the solo section, I play a dilrubo, which is a word I don't actually pronounce correctly, but it's like a bowed sitar.
Luckily, we won't call you on that pronunciation. We have no idea.
Exactly. But it's cool. He really nailed it and brought it to that. And, of course, Chris loved it because it was all Beatles'd out. And he's like, yeah, this is great. But it's... it gave it a cool sound, and he even invented a pedal to be able to pull it off live for us. So
I made a thing called the Cellotron, which is derived from the Mellotron, which was supposed to drive
that is prog rocky.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It? We're, I know, we're a little proggy in
I like
a geeky
that.
Way.
Yeah.
The Mellotron was supposed to put string instruments out of business, but it's actually, I guess it still has a chance.
It still has a chance, still has time.
It still could happen. But anyways, I got the idea of like, because I've got, you know, it's like six different cello parts, pizzicato parts on top of bowed parts, on top of harmonies, on top of basses. And I had to figure out a way to play more than one cello at the same time. So I built a sort of an octave and a half pedal board that I can play. I recorded myself playing these notes, and I can play them back with my feet now. So it's...
Oh, I love that. That is what
cool.
Rush does.
Yeah.
I know.
I know that Geddy Lee does that.
Are we geeky or what? He does. Geddy Lee does do that.
One likes to believe in
one
the freedom
likes to
of
believe
music.
He does that. Yeah. That's yeah, we can't help it.
It's either that or Electric Light Orchestra.
Exactly.
Well, what do you want to do now?
We could do Coyotes.
Yeah, sure. One, two, three, four.
I'm your echo whispered sweet, the choir to which you breathe. Creosote, and Creosote. It's all coming down. I hope we stay afloat. Oh. It's a matter of time. Before you know. Thistle me. Hairs on my neck, a bristle bittersweet. If there's time, open up our eyes, share the neighborhood. Oh, it's a matter of time.
That's the title track from the brand new Birds and Arrows album, Coyotes, here on Last Motel at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Is it hard to be in a band and be a couple? Because on the one hand, it seems like it would be great because, you know, when you're in a band, you're on the road a lot and it would be difficult if you weren't a couple. But on the other hand, buzzing around in a van 6 days a week, that's tough.
Well, I don't know. We have an uncanny way of being able to spend a hell of a lot of time together. And I don't know, somehow we just sort of, you know, wind through it. And it doesn't seem to, we don't get on each other's nerves.
No, we don't. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I guess some people would say, well, that'll wear off. But we've been together for about 7 years now and married for 4 years. And we do, we'll go on the farm a week or so without leaving or, you know, and just recording. And I mean, we'll take walks and do things on our own and I'll go write, you know, or read or whatever. But we really like to be together. And I think it's because we both really respect each other's creative input. I think that's important if you're going to be artists together, because
we're not really too like competitive with our songwriting or anything like that. We like to collaborate.
We like to collaborate. And I really want to know what he has to say about what I do and vice versa, because it makes it so much better. Because he plays guitar very different than I do. He sings different than I do. He's really percussion driven, and then I'm really vocal driven. And so we do a lot of playing off each other. And with the art, he has an art show this week up in Norfolk, and he's been working on a ton of pieces. And even then, you know, it's nice because he'll ask me about color, and he'll ask me about, you know, just having someone else to get outside the bubble, out of your own head. And
sure.
And so it works well. And And Josh, we don't fight too much in the element.
I was going to say,
we?
Josh, is it your nerves they get on?
Yeah, exactly. Is it, Josh?
No, it's perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Good answer, Josh.
Good answer.
Can you do another song for us?
We'd love to.
All right. Yeah.
So this song is called Rest of Your Life. It's the third song on the record. And we, when I came up with this one, it's about Woody Allen. And Pete and I have gone through many movies, and we go through phases where we'll be in Woody Allen phases and watch a ton of movies, and we had just watched, maybe was it Hannah and Her Sisters again?
Yeah,
I can't
probably
remember. We had rewatched one. That's one of my faves. I love that too. And I have two sisters, so every time, and that's even referenced in the song, but I love that one. And then I had a dream about him that night, and we were driving to Richmond the next day, and I just picked up the uke and was messing around, and the dream was weird. It was like him telling weird jokes inside of a T-bone steak that was made out of wood. I don't know. But I liked it a lot. He would go into the bone area and tell the joke. And then while people would laugh, he would go on the outside and turn around and just act really awkward. And it was kind of very Woody Allen of him.
Right.
That's like bananas.
It is kind of like bananas.
Yeah.
And so that inspired this one. Okay, Josh, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready, hon?
Yes.
Okay.
Exploring, intangible.
That's a tribute to Woody Allen called The Rest of Your Life from Coyotes, the brand new album. It's a brilliant one from Birds and Arrows. Andrea and Peter Connolly and Josh Starmer are Birds and Arrows, and the new record is called Coyotes. You can see them at Local 506 in Chapel Hill with a bunch of their friends this Friday night. Thanks so much for checking in at Last Motel.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having us. It's much cleaner than Nights In.